Lawrence, considering the turnover in the hockey club this past summer, how difficult was it assembling all these bodies for opening night?
Well, we knew with the construction of the Leafs and the salary cap that we were going to have to find cost-efficient players at the bottom end of the roster, particularly with respect to our forward group. And we felt it was incumbent upon us to find players that could play at either level, both at the National Hockey League on the fourth line or potentially be first or second line players for this group. So we had a plan in place that was put in place relatively early, looking at the pool of players that were available. And when July 1st came, we hit the ground running.
Looking at is this the first full year really of the three team system that you get a full look at all three teams and place the guys where you want to?
Well, it definitely is, and we've referred to it as a baseball model where our players will begin their professional careers at the AA level in Newfoundland with the Growlers, and good examples of that are Joe Duzak, Mac Hollowell, and Justin Brazeau. They'll start their careers there. We'll monitor their performance closely. We'll be there on a regular basis. Our player development people will be there. And in time, they will make their way, hopefully, from Newfoundland to here and eventually from here to the Leafs.
What's the benefit of those three guys playing potentially higher in the lineup there than they might have been here, where they could have been in and out of the roster on a day-to-day basis kind of thing? Yeah,
the American Hockey League is a very difficult league. There are veteran players. You know, we have, for instance, today, Matt Reed, who's playing for us, who's played 449 games in the National Hockey League. When they begin at that level, at the ECHL level, you know, take a player like Joe Duzak. He's going to play power play. He's going to play 5-on-5. He's going to kill penalties. He'll be on the ice, presumably, at the end of a game where we're down a goal, and when we're protecting the lead at the end when we're up a goal. So it's much better that they play more meaningful minutes and larger minutes at that level, get themselves grounded, and then come up and play and are able to play on an everyday basis here.
How do you keep them motivated down there to say that there is light at the end of the tunnel, promotion is possible, etc.?
Well, a big part of that is the messaging that gets given to them when they're sent down. And in their case, I delivered that message. And you know, you have to follow that up with being present. And whether it's me or whether it's Mike Dixon or whether it's Kyle Dubas, we're in Newfoundland regularly. We catch the Growlers play on the road on a regular basis. And when you're present and the players see that you're there, they know that you're in your minds, and it helps give life to their careers and their process.
Korshkov seemed to make an impression on Babcock in camp. What are your expectations for him this year now that he's back here?
Well, he's still learning the North American game, and he's a big-bodied player. He has a high degree of skill. For him, it's a question of getting acclimated, again, playing meaningful minutes. You know, last year, he joined our team, which was very well set for a playoff run. We didn't see him play quite 9 minutes a game. The mandate to our coaches is that he's going to play in one of our top two lines. He will probably kill some penalties. And he'll play on the power play. So the more ice time he gets down here and the more opportunity he gets to see different situations, the better he'll be and hopefully get him to the National Hockey League sooner.
This team feels a whole lot different than last year's, a little older. What's the curiosity level from management about some of these guys that have come into the team and the expectations for them?
Well, it's interesting. We don't really know a lot of these players. I mean, we're getting to know them as individuals, and that's a critical factor for us. I think there are 13 players today on the roster that weren't with the Marlies the opening day last year. It's going to be a work in progress. We definitely know that we have skilled players. We've got a pretty good idea of their character, but it's going to be interesting to see the learning process that takes place both from their end and from our end as this group comes together.
How do you feel about the goaltending and the strength of that heading into the opening game?
Well, Kasimir Kaskisuo had an unbelievable playoff for us. He played far in excess of his performance during the regular season and really took us to the conference finals where we had a chance to win it. I think it was a great opportunity for him, and it gave him and the entire team confidence. We're also extremely excited to have Joe Wall. He's a prospect that this organization has been following throughout his college career. We think he's got big-time athleticism. He has significant upside. And he's going to play a lot as well. So our team is fortunate in that we have depth in this position, because you can't win without it.
What's the timeline like in terms of Ian Scott's injury?
I'm not 100% sure. He's getting healthier. He's rehabbing here, but when he's healthy, he, like the other players we talked about, will begin his career at the ECHL level.
Thanks.
All right.
This year.